Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, time for a Friday bonus. And this is a guided meditation from the inimitable Joseph Goldstein, one of the founding meditation teachers on the 10% Happier app. And in this meditation, he's going to give us a sort of counterintuitive way to get out of our own heads. And it centers around a simple but provocative question you might ask yourself from time to time, which is, how can I help? Here's Joseph.
Hello, this is Joseph. Nice to be with you. Compassion arises from a willingness to come close to suffering. And in response to the suffering we encounter, the compassionate heart asks the question, how can I help? In this meditation, we will use compassionate phrases to cultivate the feeling of compassion toward another. Let's explore this some together. Take a comfortable sitting posture. Settle into the awareness of the body. Sit and know you're sitting. You can begin to feel the sensations of the body breathing, centering the attention, the awareness at the heart center, that area in the center of the chest, as if you're breathing in and out from this heart center. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. Let the heart and mind relax into this awareness of the breath at the heart center. And then call to mind someone you know either personally or perhaps someone from the news. Somebody who's experiencing some kind of suffering in their lives. Maybe that they're experiencing some physical distress or some mental suffering. Bring an image of this person to mind. In some way, open to and connecting with the suffering that they're experiencing. And simply repeat the basic phrase of compassionate wish: may you be free of suffering. May you be free of suffering. As best you can, hold the image or the sense of that person in mind, aware of the suffering that they're experiencing. And connecting with your own inner motivation to help in whatever way you can. slowly repeating the phrase of compassionate response. May you be free of suffering. May you be free of suffering. It may be that as you're expressing this wish, may you be free of suffering, holding the person who's experiencing difficulties in their lives in your mind and your heart, it may be that your own mind will begin to wander, get lost in thoughts of past or future. As soon as you become aware that the mind is lost in thought, simply come back to feeling the body. Feel the body sitting. Begin to feel the sensations of the body breathing very gently at the heart center. And reconnect with the phrase expressing our compassionate feeling. May you be free of suffering. May you be free of suffering. Become aware of the feeling in your heart, the motivation that genuinely wishes that this person be free of suffering. As you repeat this simple phrase, holding the image or the sense of the person in your mind, in your heart, connect with the meaning of the words. Connect with the motivation behind the words. May you be free of suffering. May you be free of suffering. May you be at ease. May you be free of physical pain. May you be free of mental distress. May you be free of suffering. May you be at ease. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and take in your surroundings. During the meditation, you may have felt a lot of compassion at times, or perhaps very little compassion as you were repeating the phrases. We start wherever we are and develop it from that point. And even if you feel as if the compassion for another is not yet very strong, as someone engaged in this practice said, at the very least, I've developed compassion for myself, for not having enough compassion. And so we settle into this practice of compassion, letting it grow naturally in its own way, as this beautiful quality begins to transform our life and our experience. Thank you, and I look forward to practicing with you again.
Big thank you to Joseph, as always. And if you want to get more meditations from Joseph, check out the 10% Happier app. By the way, many 10% Happier users have written in over the past few months to tell us how vital their meditation practice has been to helping them cope with this terrible, terrible year. If you know somebody who could use a little bit more balance, you can send them a gift subscription to the 10% Happier app. We're offering gift subscriptions at a discount through the end of this month. Take advantage of that discount by visiting 10%.com/gift. That is 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/gift. That does it for today. We'll see you here on Monday with a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.